So, when'd you fall in love with hip-hop?
Right here, what we're gonna do is go back.
Join the award-winning PlayVibes.com for live neo-soul, conscious hip-hop and UK acts every Sunday from the 7th of February and every Sunday thereafter at the Music Bar, 144 Brixton Hill, SW2, next to Tile Magic.
Sex, love and money. Fun.
We'll be kicking off at 3 p.m. for Sunday dinner, roast chicken, potatoes and a vegetarian dish. And at 8 p.m. the stage will open to some live, most underexposed natural talent. Setting a head nod in music will be DJs and hosts from PlayVibes.com, Andrea P Vibe, CK Flash, Spoonface, Kimber and many, many more special guests from PlayVibe. Free before 7 p.m, £5 thereafter. Food and drink available at reasonable prices at the Music Bar, 144 Brixton Hill, SW2, next to Tile Magic. Call 07809 421 347. That's 07809 421 347. PlayVibes.com is a platform for creative, authentic expression.
Records. Ministry of Sound presents Addicted to Bass, Winter 2009. I gotta go home. The Essential Speaker Blowing Collection, containing some of the most extreme bassline pressure. From drum and bass, jungle, dubstep, UK funky, garage, bassline, and Fisher House. Mixed by the award-winning White Boys.
Mega.
Featuring exclusive remixes and upfront material from The Prodigy, Dizzy Rascal, Pendulum, Shy FX, Chasing Status, Scream, Roscoe, MJ Cole, Agent X, Artful Dodger, Boy Better Know, Wiley, Doneo, plus loads more. Addicted to Bass, Winter 2009. Ministry of Sound, out now!
Are you a model or an artist looking for professional photos, either for that all-exclusive portfolio or for promotional material? Maybe you're a corporate entity looking to expand your brand and visual representation. LJ Photographic offers you professional, exciting and artistic photos for that special occasion. Contact LJ Photographic on 07956 994 181 or email Lloyd Jones on ljphotographic@aol.com.
My name's David McKenzie. I subscribe to 99 Magazine, and one day I'll be the first black British man to win Wimbledon.
My name's Sarah Ciccone. I subscribe to 99 Magazine, and I'm going to be Britain's first black astronaut.
My name's Dwayne Johnson. I subscribe to 99 Magazine, and soon I'll be the UK's first black prime minister.
A little inspiration makes a big difference. 99, the UK's number one black achievers magazine. To order your copy or subscribe, visit www.99mag.co.uk. Also available at selected newsagents and bookshops.
Love to Parley launches again on the 27th of February and every Friday thereafter at the Music Bar, 144 Brixton Hill, SW2, with DJs CK Flash, the Indoge Family, Simple Simon, Commander B, plus guests, playing the music you love to party to, old school 70s, 80s, R&B, with a splice of reggae. Love to Party, launch night Saturday the 27th of February and every Friday thereafter. Doors open from 5 till 8, so come after work. Free before 12, £5 before 1, £10 after. We Love to Party, the launch night Saturday the 27th of February and every Friday thereafter. Call Hall 07852 254 011 at the Music Bar in Brixton Hill.
Hi, I'm Nico from Self Love. You'll know me from my health and fitness show every Tuesday, 12 till 2 p.m. here at Play Vibes. When I'm not at Play Vibes, I teach yoga and Pilates. And I'd like to let you know about two new classes I'm starting in February 2010. From the 9th of Feb, you can find me at Arch 468, Unit 4, 209A, Cold Harbour Lane, Loughborough Junction, SW98RU. And I'll be teaching both Pilates for ab strength and yoga and relaxation. Prices start from £8, and when bought in bulk, the price goes down. So check me out on www.selfloveonline.co.uk, or you can call me 07957 319 117. That's Nico on 07957 319 117. Please note that you do need to book in order to attend this class, and you need to bring your own mat. Check out my website if you'd like to buy one. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you. And namaste.
It's over.
Even the marriage guidance people said we should get divorced.
Don't want us to get nasty.
So let's go to the Starting Over show in London. There's free legal surgeries, financial advice, business startups, divorce coaches.
Not sure.
There's holistic healers and all that touchy-feely stuff you like. If we book online, it's only £3.
And when is it?
It's on March the 7th at the Hilton Metropole in London.
I'm pretty busy then.
Well, there's cake.
Cake? Now you're talking. Let's go.
To book your tickets to the Starting Over show,
go to startingovershow.com.
So, when you fall in love with hip-hop.
I see beautiful days with you. I feel beautiful ways of loving you. You touch my heart so deeply, and I can't thank God enough for all the beautiful days with you. I feel beautiful ways of loving you. Everything is just so wonderful. So beautiful when I spend it with you.
My heart's
Welcome, Play Vibes listeners. You're listening to Nico of the Nico Health and Fitness Show, and I really hope you're well today. It's a lovely song, isn't it? It's by Kyla. It's called Beautiful Days. And so, how are you? Is it a good day for you? It's great for me. It's nice. And I want to talk about a couple of things today. I want to talk about making a change and instilling it into your life, and spices. Spice up your life. Hey. So, with the making the change and instilling it into your life, it's about making positive affirmations and saying things that are going to increase your confidence and help you to believe that actually you can move forward. You can go to that next step. It's almost like reprogramming your negative thinking. And then the spices is going to be all about wonderful spices that can help your nutritional values, your levels, the things that you're putting into your body. There is a belief that spices, herbs, etc., are really beneficial to put back, to stop, to hold back cancer, as an example, because of the wonderful antioxidants that the herbs have and because of the great values that the spices have, which I'll tell you all about pretty soon. So to begin with, let's talk about how you can get your mind to change, to think more positively. And I think it's very much a process, isn't it? It's whether or not you're giving up smoking, whether or not you're trying to give up alcohol, whether you're trying to lose weight, just trying to change your lifestyle, really. Whatever it is, we have things in our mind, maybe from being a child, that stop us from moving forwards. Sometimes we sabotage ourselves because we're scared of moving forwards, more comforted where we are because it's better the devil you know, as they say. And sometimes it's actually a bit more than that. It's the fact that we're actually scared. And there are things in our mind that have been put there by other people or by influences around us that stop us moving. So the first thing I want to do is I want to do a little exercise with you. I want you to sit back for a bit and I want you to chill. And I want you to use your imagination. This is something that I think, well, let me know how you feel after. Right, now, there is going to be a piece of fruit in this. And if you don't like this piece of fruit, I want you to change it to something that you do like. It might be an orange, might be a grapefruit, something citrusy. Okay. Now, imagine that you are in the Australian outback. So you're setting your scene. Picture yourself with a sandy desert all around you. The sand is brick red in colour. It's red hot under your feet. And it stretches for miles and miles. Imagine looking up at the gorgeous blue cloudless sky that stretches all around. And it's empty, except for the blazing sun, the yellow sun, that's rising in the sky. You're in this desert alone. You feel safe. You feel secure. And you're curious about what is around you. As the sun rises, you begin to feel hotter and hotter. The perspiration is pouring down your chest and your back, and you begin to feel a little dehydrated. Imagine now that your mouth is becoming very dry and all you can think about is water. As you breathe in, you feel your nostril hairs begin to scorch. It's now becoming unbearably hot. Imagine the feeling of the sun penetrating through your skin and into your bones. Imagine that your mouth is feeling completely dry and your lips feel like they are cracking in the midday sun. You feel really uncomfortable and all you can think about is finding some cool, fresh drinking water. You see nothing for miles. So you begin to run, and as you do, you become even hotter and even thirstier. Suddenly, out of nowhere, standing in front of you is a tall, grey rock face. The rock face reaches up to the sky, and as you run towards it, you are instantly shaded from the burning hot sun. The shade cools your skin. You begin to run around the rock face in the hope that you will find an entrance. Your mouth is bone dry. Then you find an opening. Slowly, you make your way in the hope of finding some cool, fresh drinking water. Imagine the feeling as you move into the cavern. Gentle shafts of light stream. They stream in through an opening in the ceiling, and you hear the drip, drip, dripping sound of running water. You begin to look for the water. Your feet are scorched, and all you want is the quench of water for your thirst. Imagine that you come across a tree bearing large, juicy, ripe, yellow lemons. Just imagine that. To quench your thirst, you take the waxy fruit in your hand. Imagine holding it up to your nose and smell the smell of the fresh fruit. Then, in an absolute frenzy to quench your thirst, you take the fruit into your hands. Think of that amazing smell and tear it open. Imagine as you do, a squirt of the refreshing, zesty juice hits your lips and your mouth. Remember that amazing, fresh flavour. In an instant, the taste radiates throughout your body. Then you bite into the juicy fruit. The taste is deliciously refreshing. Your mouth is filled with saliva, and in an instant, your thirst is totally quenched. Did you imagine the taste of the lemon or whatever fruit you wanted in your mouth? Was there saliva in your mouth at the end of what I read? At some point in the exercise, did you imagine that your mouth was dry? Think about it.
We are the crowd, we're coming out. Got my flash on, it's true. Need that picture of you, it's so magical. Fantastical. Leather engines, the white glamour. do you love me? Papa, paparazzi, baby, there's no other superstar. You know that I'll be your papa, paparazzi. Promise I'll be kind, but I won't stop until that boy is smiling. Baby, you'll be famous, chase you down until you love me. Papa, paparazzi.
Welcome back, Play Vibes listeners. You're listening to Nico of the Nico Health and Fitness Show, and I'm going to speak to you about what we've just experienced right after this.
So, when'd you fall in love with hip hop? Right here, what we're going to do is go back.
Join the award-winning PlayVibes.com for live neo-soul, conscious hip-hop and UK acts every Sunday from the 7th of February and every Sunday thereafter at the Music Bar, 144 Brixton Hill, SW2, next to Tile Magic.
Sex, love and money. Fun.
We'll be kicking off at 3 p.m. for Sunday dinner, roast chicken, potatoes and a vegetarian dish. And at 8 p.m. the stage will open to some live, most underexposed natural talent. Setting the head nodding music will be DJs and hosts from PlayVibes.com, Andrea P Vibe, CK Flash, Spoonface, Kimba and many, many more special guests from PlayVibe. Free before 7 p.m, £5 thereafter. Food and drink available at reasonable prices at the Music Bar, 144 Brixton Hill, SW2, next to Tile Magic. Call 07809 421 347. That's 07809 421 347. PlayVibes.com is a platform for creative, authentic expression.
Records. Ministry of Sound presents Addicted to Bass, Winter 2009. I gotta go hard. The essential speaker blowing collection containing some of the most extreme bassline pressure from drum and bass, jungle, dubstep, UK funky, garage, bassline, and Fisher House, mixed by the award-winning White Boys.
Mega.
Featuring exclusive remixes and upfront material from The Prodigy, Dizzy Rascal, Pendulum, Shy FX, Chasing Status, Scream, Rascal, MJ Cole, Agent X, Artful Dodger, Boy Better Know, Wiley, Doneo, plus loads more. Addicted to Bass, Winter 2009. Ministry of Sound, out now!
Are you a model or an artist looking for professional photos, either for that all-exclusive portfolio or for promotional material? Maybe you're a corporate entity looking to expand your brand and visual representation. LJ Photographic offers you professional, exciting and artistic photos for that special occasion. Contact LJ Photographic on 07956 994 181 or email Lloyd Jones on ljphotographic@aol.com.
My name's David McKenzie. I subscribe to 99 Magazine, and one day I'll be the first black British man to win Wimbledon.
My name's Sarah Ciccone. I subscribe to 99 Magazine, and I'm going to be Britain's first black astronaut.
My name's Dwayne Johnson. I subscribe to 99 Magazine, and soon I'll be the UK's first black prime minister.
A little inspiration makes a big difference. 99, the UK's number one black achievers magazine. To order your copy or subscribe, visit www.99mag.co.uk. Also available at selected newsagents and bookshops.
Love to Parley launches again on the 27th of February and every Friday thereafter at the Music Bar, 144 Brixton Hill, SW2, with DJs CK Flash, the Indose Family, Simple Simon, Commander B, plus guests, playing the music you love to party to, old school 70s, 80s, R&B, with a splice of reggae. love to party. Launch night, Saturday the 27th of February, every Friday thereafter. Doors open from 5 till 8, so come after work. Free before 12, £5 before 1, £10 after. We love to party. The launch night, Saturday the 27th of February, and every Friday thereafter. Call Hall 07852 254 011 at the Music Bar in Brixton Hill.
Hi, I'm Nico from Self Love. You'll know me from my health and fitness show every Tuesday, 12 till 2 p.m. here at Play Vibes. When I'm not at Play Vibes, I teach yoga and Pilates. And I'd like to let you know about two new classes I'm starting in February 2010. From the 9th of Feb, you can find me at Arch 468, Unit 4, 209A, Cold Harbour Lane, Loughborough Junction, SW98RU. And I'll be teaching both Pilates for ab strength and yoga and relaxation. Prices start from £8, and when bought in bulk, the price goes down. So check me out on www.selfloveonline.co.uk, or you can call me 07957 319 117. That's Nico on 07957 319 117. Please note that you do need to book in order to attend this class, and you need to bring your own mat. Check out my website if you'd like to buy one. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you, and namaste.
It's over.
Even the marriage guidance people said we should get divorced.
I don't want this to get nasty.
So let's go to the Starting Over show in London. There's free legal surgeries, financial advice, business startups, divorce coaches.
I'm not sure.
There's holistic healers and all that touchy-feely stuff you like. If we book online, it's only £3.
And when is it?
It's on March the 7th at the Hilton Metropole in London.
I'm pretty busy then.
Well, there's cake.
Cake? Now you're talking. Let's go.
To book your tickets to the Starting Over show,
go to Starting Over show.
So,
welcome back, Play Vibes listeners. You're listening to Nico of the Nico Health and Fitness Show. I hope you're still good. Just want to talk about a really important thing that we need to mention. An 18-year-old boy was stabbed to death during a gang fight on the streets of London on Wednesday the 13th of January. And the teenager was one of two people stabbed during a fight between two rival gangs from the Isle of Dogs. Ashan Nichols is the first teenager to be brutally killed this year, and we need your help to find the killers, please. The police have arrested a number of people, but no charges have been made as yet, and they are now out on bail. If you have any information regarding this incident, please call 0208 721 4066. That's 0208 721 4066 or Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111. That's 0800 555 111. Thank you. So, did you answer my questions? Was your thirst quenched? Were you almost slightly moist at the mouth? Lots of saliva there? Did you visualize tearing open, ripping open your piece of citrus fruit? Well, the reason why I wanted to share that with you was because most people have some sort of physical response. Sometimes they salivate when they hear that. Sometimes they visualize biting into the lemon or the citrus fruit of your choice. And then others often feel that their mouth is dry when they're imagining walking in the hot sun. And some imagine the taste of the lemon. Which one are you? The brain, or our imagination, it will respond to whatever we tell it. It cannot differentiate between what is true or what is false. And this is the point that I really want to drill home. The brain will always create a response to whatever we feed it, whatever you feed it. And in this instance, we told the brain that it was tasting a lemon.
So the brain responded by creating necessary responses throughout our physiological system to activate our internal kind of chemistry and drive the mechanism that creates saliva in our mouths. So imagine if you every single day tell your brain that you are fed up, low, depressed, sad, frightened. Can you imagine the physiological response that these thoughts are going to have on your feelings and on your emotions day in and day out with that kind of usage of words? Many of us aren't even aware that we're doing it, because sometimes it comes from things that have happened when we were very, very young. They're subconscious. Sometimes they are conscious. And it's important that we analyse our conscious and subconscious thoughts so that we can make changes. It's important that we analyse them so that we can feel good every day. So I'm hoping that that exercise about the lemon or the citrus fruit was a bit of a revelation for you. I'm hoping that it's helped you to realise that you can take control over your emotions by what you think. You have total control. You can raise your energy levels. You can improve your well-being, your health, your confidence, by the way that you feel. And the way that you feel is actually driven by the way that you think. The way that you think about the way your life is going, the way you think about your day-to-day activities, the way you think about yourself. And so to make this change, we need to have things called affirmations. What is an affirmation? Well, it's a statement that we repeat over and over again in our minds to create various outcomes and emotions within our lives. A lot of people do affirmations and they don't even know it, to be totally honest. Sometimes you might go for a job and you're thinking, I'm not going to get it no matter what. Oh my gosh, there's going to be so many other people there. Should I really go? Or these negative thoughts are coming in. Or maybe you're thinking when you meet someone, maybe you don't actually want to go. Maybe you're feeling quite apprehensive. Affirmations are there all the time, but what we want are positive affirmations. And it's important. So how can we start to introduce them into our lives? First of all, we've got to be aware of negative affirmations. So I'll never get that job, for example. I'm not clever enough. Or he and she would never go out with me. I'm not attractive enough. Or nothing ever good happens in my life. Woe betide me. All of those sorts of things are what's going to take over you if you allow it. Now, I have a friend who used to go to one of those slimming clubs. And it made me think, after she told me this story, that affirmations are a bit like diets. Let me share with you some of what, you know, what she shared with me and how she went on this journey. So she wanted to lose weight, and so she decided to go to the slimming club. And she went to the slimming club, and when she went there, she saw all the lovely, pretty people at the front who had lost their weight, the trophy women, who were there trying each week to get their weight maintained. And then she saw to the back of the class those people who they're dying to lose a couple of pounds and hoping that each time they come, they're going to have a bit of success. You know, the scales that speak so loud are going to literally boom out what it is that they've achieved for that week. And so there she was, feeling apprehensive. Door was locked after she came in. That just showed that it was serious stuff. This sergeant major woman stood at the front and told other people that if they stuck to the plan, if they listened to her, if they obeyed the rules, I'll say it again, if they stuck to the plan, just like she had done, this woman who was talking to them, then they would lose the weight. And as my friend looked around the room, she saw these women at the front, the trophy girls I talked about, and how they were beaming with confidence. And she saw the women at the back who were dying to lose weight and hoping to move to escalate towards the front seat over time, hoping to lose at least 1 or 2 pounds in the next week. And my friend, she left after the first session feeling very excited. You know, any hunger pangs that she had had gone because of the lecture. It was that good. And they talked about good and bad foods. And she had her manual in her hand and she was going to see how she could implement how much food she should eat, when she should eat it, and so on. And even what kinds of food she should eat. And there were little treats to be offered in the manual if she achieved things. And if she followed the plan, she would hope to reach her target weight in about 8 weeks. So she went back for 5 more weeks. And she's excited about the prospect of standing on those scales and letting the scales tell the world where she got to. And then, as she was standing in the queue to be weighed, she'd listened to the women chatting, and some would be nervous, some wouldn't say anything. They'd be standing in silent anticipation and be wondering, you know, what the scale's going to say this week. Then there'd be some who would be talking about how they starved themselves the night before, because the day before that, they literally had 6 glasses of wine and a chicken korma. And this made her start to think, okay, well, I need to retake this seriously, because if I want to lose this weight, I need to follow the plan. Because when you stick to the plan, you have improved confidence, you have increased self-esteem, you have great gaps in your waistband of your jeans or your whatever trousers or skirts you have. And in very extreme cases, you have the absolute need to buy a new wardrobe, which is great. You can get those sexier, smaller, trendier clothes that you will feel amazing in, because you have reached your weight loss goal. So, apparently one Friday, my friend fell by the wayside. She says it had been a tough day at work, and there were a lot of emotional tensions where she was, in her team, in her office. And so at the end of the day, everybody decided, let's go down to the pub for a drink. Off she went. She could hear the mantra of the woman up on that podium preaching to her, but yet because she was so fed up and she thought, I've been on this diet for such a long time, well, I'll let my hair down, why not? So off she went with them. The plan said that you could have a white wine with soda. However, as she got offered some red wine, she took it, accepted and drank it. And 3 glasses later, she found herself at the bar ordering a couple of packets of salted nuts and a couple of packets of crisps and another round of drinks. On the way home, as alcohol tends to do, she got an appetite and she passed the fish and chip shop, which she loves. She loves fish and chips. So what do you think she did? Yes, she thought, hey, I've been on this diet for a while. What the hell? Let me just indulge. I am going to have some fish and chips tonight. So there. And she had some. And yes, she was breaking a rule. The next day, she woke up. She had a hangover. She was extremely hungry. And as her and her partner sat down to eat, she noticed her partner had some bacon rolls, a couple of them. And what started off as just saying, oh, let me just have a bacon roll, ended up in, let me have a couple of bacon rolls. And then by lunchtime, oh, what the hell, I'm so far off this stupid plan. Let me just have an Indian korma and some lovely red wine. And before you knew it, she literally was by the wayside of the plan. All her old habits had started come kicking back in pretty fast, and her palate was now readjusting to her old ways. So by the next weigh-in day, she was actually a bit too frightened to go along. A bit apprehensive, because she knew that she had done and she knew that the scales would blare this out to everybody. So she missed it. She didn't go that Monday. Thought she'd catch up with her points and try and make amends that week. And the following week she didn't go. And on it went. Unfortunately, she never lost her 2 stones. And she never got the sexier, trendier, smaller clothing that she aimed for. When she told me this, I sat back and I thought to myself, The only reason you didn't achieve your goals was because you didn't stick to the plan. The plan said that if you stick to the plan, you follow the rules, you will lose your weight in 8 weeks. And she didn't. She didn't stick to it, and she didn't lose the weight. So, I think we can say that affirmations are very much like that. If you don't stick to the affirmations, if you don't keep them in your mind, those horrible gremlins will constantly come back to haunt you. The things that you grew up with, the things that have been there all the time that you haven't even realized maybe are there, will penetrate your mind unless you find a way to keep those positive affirmations in your mind.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? Yeah, why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stand. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Lovely Lauryn Hill. Yeah, it's lovely. I know. I love it myself. Can't take my eyes off of you. Ah. So, we're talking about the affirmations, aren't we? And how you can try and get them into your life. And if you don't keep them in your life, they are just going to disappear. I expect it's like anybody. You ever been around children?
You're around them for a lot. Let's just say from a year to 2.5, 3 years. You're around them a lot. And of course, they remember you. And then you go away for 6 months. And then you come back. And of course, you remember them. But they don't have this recognition of you. And you almost feel kind of like, how can you not remember me? And then you'll do something that maybe will remind them. And you'll see a flicker of recognition in their eye, or they'll sit by you a little bit longer, or there'll be something emotional between you that happens that you find that they bond to you again. I think it's the same thing with this attachment that children have when they have this short-term memory. You know, children don't know what tomorrow is. You tell a child, we can do it tomorrow. there's no understanding, no concept of it. So you have to put it into a different concept. It might be that you say, okay, look at the clock. When the clock has now reached that again, we can then do it. And then they've got something factual to look at and say, okay, the clock's on 12 now. Can we do it now? I think we need to keep things in our mind and focused in order for us to achieve our goals. And affirmations are no different. So there are a few ways that you can help yourself to reprogram, but you've got to practice them daily. It depends on how much you want it. Yeah, again, prioritizing. So there's a few rules. And I want to share these rules with you to help you if it's something you're looking for. Of course, you might be listening to this and thinking, maybe boo-hooing affirmations. What's she talking about? A load of rubbish. Maybe at the end you'll think differently. Or maybe at the end you'll still think, what a load of rubbish. However, isn't it good to listen to new things and just learn? So here's rule number one. You want to start thinking the opposite of what you actually believe. So, of course, we're looking at people who naturally think negative all the time. They don't know they do until either someone points it out to them. Do you realize that you're always saying really negative things? Do you realize that you're always looking really glum? And this brings it to their attention. Or maybe they are aware of it and they want to make the change, but they're just not quite sure how to do it. So think of the opposite of what you actually believe. And you need to write down positive, affirmative statements to reprogram your brain. It is something very, very practical. So a couple of examples could be somebody believes that they are fat and they think that diets don't work for them. I mean, I wouldn't agree that diets as an overview work. However, anything works if you stick to it. One of the reasons diets don't work is because people don't stick to it. And there are some diets that make it very hard for you to stick to it for the rest of your life, which is why I encourage healthy lifestyle, healthy living. So maybe you're one of those people who goes into diets and you think, oh, I'm fat and I'm not going to lose any weight on this diet, but you really want to lose weight. You could use an affirmation that says something like, I love the feeling of being slim and attractive. I only eat fresh fruit and veg each day. I go to the gym however many times you want to go to the gym. You inspire to go to the gym. So let's say 3 times a week, twice a week, once weekly. And you could say to conclude that, cement that, my body each day looks better and better. So if you wrote that down, I love the feeling of being slim and attractive. I eat only fresh fruit and vegetables daily. I go to the gym, say 3 times a week, and each day my body looks better and better. You say that every single day. I guarantee you'll start believing it and you'll start doing it if you're not already. Another example. Maybe you're someone who's been hurt by an ex-partner. Maybe it's a difficult relationship. Maybe you're frightened of going into any future relationships for that reason. What about this affirmation? What about, I move into my new glorious future. I'm open to new possibilities. I have loved and I've learned. I'm excited at the prospect of a full, warm, loving relationship. And of course, you know, these are my words. This is not something that you have to take down verbatim. Make it up how you say it. But you might want to say something on the lines of, you know, I move into my new glorious future. I move forwards. I can't wait. I'm open to new possibilities. So your whole body is open to the space in front of you. You've loved. You've learned. Okay, relationship was difficult. But hey, let's move on. I've learned from it. And you're so excited about the prospect of finding somebody who's going to be warm and is going to be loving towards you, which acknowledges the fact that you deserve it, that you should have it. Maybe you're somebody in an office environment and you feel that you're being walked over by your boss. And of course, this is going to create tension in the office. You could use the affirmation that says that you go to the office each day, you feel relaxed, you interact with others, always neutral, and you have very, very harmonious relationships at work. This could help to balance out your day. So you go to the office each day, you feel relaxed, you interact with others, you're always neutral, and you have harmonious relationships each day at work. So you want to be thinking the opposite of what it is that your brain naturally wants to think. That's rule number one. Rule number two is think in the present tense. Thinking in the present tense when you haven't actually achieved the outcome of what you want is very hard when you're practicing affirmations, because you're not there yet, are you? If we say we're going to do something in the future, then all our responses are going to be geared up to respond at a later date. Yep, so it's almost as if you're anticipating something that you're going to do and looking forward to the results. So maybe you're moving house. In a year's time, I'm going to move house. That means it's something to work towards, doesn't it? Your subconscious already gets a get out clause, which you want to ensure that you don't have to look for a new house just yet. Because you've put it in the future so far that I can do it tomorrow. Because tomorrow is the future, isn't it? That get out clause also says you don't have to worry about finding out about any mortgage arrangements. And that get out clause also says you don't have to worry about packing up and arranging a move. So that future thinking of a year's time, as progressive as you may think it is, maybe you should consider keeping it to the present for this purpose. It's highly probable that when you keep the option in the future, you might just keep pushing it further away from you. What does that mean? It means that you'll never reach it. However, when we change the tense of this affirmation to the present tense, our subconscious, our mind, begins to go to work. And we might just find that the outcomes happen a bit more quickly than we expected, which of course is going to be a great thing because our mind believes that it's happening right now. So I'm in the process of moving to my new house. That means I'm doing it. Your mind's always looking for options. You're scanning the newspaper. You're watching out for new houses in the country, if that's where you want to go. You're just, in case the right place comes up, you might check out some mortgage situations. And you may begin to do some clearing out and some mental packing. So it's happening, isn't it? I'm in the process of moving. So here's some examples, just to give you a little eye-opener as to how it can relate to your life. In a few years, I'm going to set up my own exciting new business in ceramics, for example. When do you think you're going to get around to that? Or I'm going to begin to eat fresh fruit, nutritious, healthy food. Well, when are you going to do that? Next week? I will make quality time just for me. And that will happen when? Whereas if it's in the present tense, we change it to read,
I'm now in the process of setting up my exciting new ceramic business. Or I'm now only eating fresh, nutritious, healthy food each day. Or now, right now, I make quality time for me. It's very essential and it makes me feel good. So it's all about the present, isn't it? It's about living in that very moment. That's number two. Number three, in order for you to make affirmations cement, to keep them in your life, we want to make sure that the brain receives positive language. So when we make up positive affirmation statements, we might ensure that the language is absolutely correct. It's where we want it to be. Remember that lemon exercise. Whatever you tell your brain, whether it's true or false, the brain's going to respond to it automatically. It doesn't know the difference. It cannot differentiate. So if you tell it X, it's going to believe X. It's not going to contradict you. So if you say, I'm now on a diet and I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to lose X amount of weight, the brain hears the word diet and most people says immediately the opposite. I want some chocolate. I want some cake. I don't want to work hard. Oh my gosh, I'm going to fail straight away. It makes you feel a bit under pressure, I think. If we construct positive affirmations, we need to be very careful that the words and the language we're using actually send a feel-good sensation to our brain. So we might actually say, I now eat lots of fresh, healthy fruit and nuts and veg. It makes me feel good. I'm now going to the gym. I'm now losing the weight that I want. I'm now feeling very energized, very in control. I'm eating lots of big salads and lots of interesting fruits. That's very different to I'm going on a diet, isn't it? When you say each statement, the brain focuses on something that excites you and it makes it feel optimistic about that outcome. And that's what we want to think of, the results. So an example that where you might need to change a negative response in the body. You might want to say, my life is no longer a nightmare, because your life was a nightmare, or you thought your life was a nightmare and you want to make a change. And you could add, I'm loving every day. Maybe you're in an abusive relationship and you want to say, I'm over my abusive relationship. I'm ready to move on now. Maybe you have headaches all the time and you just can't quite work out why. Of course, you need to see a GP and check that out. But at the same time, I no longer have headaches. I feel great. So a massive statement could be, my life's great. As from today, I am loving every moment. You're going to move into the future. You're going to feel good. You're healthy. You feel well. Your life's wonderful. Try it. See whether or not just by changing what you say to be positive helps with the outcome. I remember when I was going through dance training and it's very rigorous. You know, you get up after a late evening and then you have to go in for 8:30 and do ballet. I mean, I don't know how I did it, but I did. And then you go through the next class and then the next class and you have lunch. And then after lunch, you have another physical class. So it's not as if you sit down after lunch. So you have to decide what you're going to have for lunch. And then you have another class after that. If you're preparing for some kind of exam or some kind of show after your classes for the whole day, you then have to go straight to rehearsal. If you're trying to support yourself, as I was whilst you're studying, you then have to rush off to work. So your day is very, very long. And after a while, it wears you down. So you do start to get negative thoughts coming in the brain, not because you really believe it, but just because you can't see the wood for the trees. You can't see the progress because you're in it all the time. You can't measure how you've developed from the first day you started on this journey to where you are now because you're so far in it. And there were days when I would be in a ballet class and I would be tondoing and I'd be rendezvousing and doing all these balletic technical practices. And there were things in my mind saying, you're so rubbish at this. You can't do this. I don't even know why you bother.
you can't do that. You can't do that very well. Look how long you've been doing that. And I would be negating myself constantly. And there was a point where I caught myself. And that's what it's about, catching yourself until it actually, before it actually becomes a part of your future. Luckily, I caught myself. And I started to turn it around. There was a point where I started to become apprehensive to going into class because I started to feel very negative about the class because I didn't feel like I was progressing. I was progressing. I look back in hindsight, but I couldn't see it. And so I started to change the way I thought. And whilst I was doing bar work, I would say, "You're great. You lift your arm up beautifully. Look how graceful you are. Your head is in the right position. Your leg lengthens so wonderfully. Look at your abs. They're so lengthened." And I would start to talk to myself as if I loved myself. I tell you something, it really does work. All of a sudden, I felt lifted. I felt present. I felt like I wanted to be there. I started to smile at myself. And I started to perform. I started to do what I was supposed to be doing in that ballet class with feeling, with meaning, with an attitude of I actually want to be here. It worked for me. And I think no matter how deep you are, you have to try and get out of it. And if you can't, you need support, you need to ask for it. Luckily, I was able to pull myself out. But I know that if I couldn't, I would have asked for it because you have to be big enough to do that. So after this, I'm going to come back to rule number four and what you need to do to believe that you can actually influence your own life. That is a lovely Mariah Carey. You're listening to Nico of the Nico Health and Fitness Show. Welcome back. And we're talking about affirmations and just being very, very positive. So just concluding and finishing off with this. Number four is you can only influence your life. Did you know that? Yeah, other people have an influence in your life, but you can only influence your life, your own life. You have to take some form of control. We want other people to change a lot, don't we? And we focus all our energy in getting them to change. But how about we focus on ourselves and think about influence our own lives? The only person that you can change, in all honesty, is yourself. Because no matter how much someone tries to encourage you to change, you try to encourage someone else to change, unless you're ready for it or really want it, it's not going to happen. So if we can change our own responses, then this makes life feel a little easier, doesn't it? We've got a lot of emotions in us. And we naturally react emotionally to behavior of others. So when we get wound up, we get frustrated, we get angry, we get hurt, we get upset. People respond to that, and vice versa. We need to change the way we're thinking. If you're at work and your boss treats you badly today, to say that my boss treated me badly and just deal with that like that is going to make you walk away from the situation feeling very, very negative. You have to find a way around it. So you can only influence your own life. Number five, you need to have a strong, powerful dialogue, especially with yourself. There are different styles of affirmation work. And they work differently for different people. Some people like them to be short and snappy. Some like longer and more detailed. It depends on the individual. There are some short and snappy ones like, I am slim, fit, I love my body. Or I am positive and optimistic. I move into my glorious future with ease. For example, I'm gorgeous and loved. I feel great and am in perfect health. Or even a nice one like, I accept myself exactly as I am. And from today, I am gentle with myself. Because we tend to abuse ourselves a lot, I think, as a race. And then there are some that are going to be a lot more descriptive. So it could be, I have a positive, optimistic outlook. I spend time with lots of positive people. I read, I listen to personal development every day. I'm excited about today. I move into this new chapter of my life with a lot of ease. Yeah? Or maybe you want to try and get yourself to say, I am a fit and energetic person. I go to the gym each day. This makes me feel amazing. The endorphins are going to flush through my body. They're going to heal and repair me. And I feel tremendous and am in perfect health. Bit long-winded, no? But for some people, that works. And it's about finding what works for you. So those are the five golden rules for you to be able to get those affirmations started. Have a strong, powerful dialogue. You can only influence your life. Feed your brain positive language. Think in the present tense. And the last one, think the opposite of what you actually believe. All of those are going to help you to make that change. And I just want to give you a few ways, a few things that you may want to implement as a practical way of doing this. First thing is get yourself a piece of paper, a book, whatever it is, and create an affirmation book or sheet, whatever. Because the brain loves colour, it loves visuals. So if you're that kind of creative person, then this is for you. You might want to create something that you enjoy writing in, looking at. Then record yourself. I did this once. I had this lovely phone and I recorded a couple of affirmations on it. And I'd put my headphones on when I was going about my everyday business. And every so often I would select it on my phone and I'd play it. Put a smile on my face. Make me realize how fortunate I am to be doing what I'm doing, living where I'm living, having the people around me existing and being a part of my life. It really brought me back to a space that was good. Not to say that I was anywhere else. It just reminded me to keep going. Some people might like to sing their affirmations. That's a very individual thing. That's not for me. I wouldn't want to do that personally. But some people might just sing it out loud. They might like to, in some way, reprogram themselves through their subconscious because that's how they learn stuff. You might want to do a morning ritual. It might be that you get up each day, 15 minutes before everybody else or before you normally need to. Maybe you like to light a candle or burn some incense. Sit down, relax, and just read your affirmations for 15 minutes. This will help to set your mind into a positive frame for the whole day. And maybe before you go to bed, you might consider closing the day with your affirmations. I've done both of these, and it really does work. It's no different to you scolding yourself daily, beating yourself up daily, waking up and saying you hate yourself and you hate your life and your day, and going to bed and saying that was a rubbish day. That's the same as waking up and saying thank goodness for the beautiful sunshine, or thank goodness for the fact that I'm alive and able to do what I need to do, and going to bed and saying that was a great day. Or actually, wasn't such a good day because of X, Y, and Z. However, I learnt from blah, blah, blah. And that's what made it great. Maybe you need to, if weight is your issue, get yourself thinking about how you can make those changes. And in the morning, you talk to yourself about what you're going to do that day to progress yourself. And then your day begins. Maybe you take a moment to write down how you're going to eat your food, what it's going to be, when you're going to have it, when you're going to exercise, when you're going to close your day with what. What food, if anything? What exercise, if anything? Maybe that's for you. But those are the ways that I would suggest starting to practice retraining your brain to think in a new way. Get a little book or a piece of paper, write it down. Record yourselves. Sing to yourself. Do that morning ritual. I think that's really going to help. An end of day ritual. So affirmations, very, very important. And I hope that's helped. And if you're new to it, you've been inspired. If you haven't been inspired, you're just taking it on board and it's somewhere in your mental Rolodex. And maybe at a later date, you'll come back to it. If it is something that you like, I hope you've taken something from it. And somehow you can use it and implement it into your life.
I keep on falling. And I love with you. Sometimes I love you. Sometimes you make me blue. Sometimes I feel good. At times
for pointing out my wrongs. I never needed pain, I never needed strain. My love for you was strong enough, you should have known. I never needed you for judgment. I never needed you to question what I spend. I never asked for help, I take care of myself. I don't know why you think you got a hold on me. And it's a little length of conversations. There isn't anything for you to say. And my eyes hurt, head shiver. So look at me and listen to me. Because I don't want to stay another minute. I don't want you to say a single word. Hush, 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 hush. Never needed your corrections on everything from how I act to what I say. I never needed words, I never needed hurt. I never needed you to be there every day. I'm sorry for the way I let go of everything I wanted when you came along. But I am never beaten, broken, not defeated. I know next to you is not where I belong. And it's a little late for explanations. There isn't anything that you can do. Hear my eyes hurt and shiver. So you will listen when I say I don't want to stay another minute. I don't want you to say a single word. Hush, 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 hush. No more crying. Mm-hmm. No more pain, no more hurt, no more trying. Oh, oh. Yes. I don't want to stay another minute. I don't want you to say a single word. Hush, 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 hush.
Get divorced.
I don't want this to get nasty.
So let's go to the Starting Over show in London. There's free legal surgeries, financial advice, business startups, divorce coaches.
I'm not sure.
There's holistic healers and all that touchy-feely stuff you like. If we book online, it's only £3.
And when is it?
It's on March the 7th at the Hilton Metropole in London.
I'm pretty busy then.
Well, there's cake.
Cake? Now you're talking. Let's go.
To book your tickets to the Starting Over show,
go to startingovershow.com.
So, when'd you fall in love with hip hop?
Right here, what we're gonna do is go back.
Way back. Ooh, way back.
Join the award winning playvibes.com for live neo soul, conscious hip hop, and UK acts. Every Sunday from the 7th of February and every Sunday thereafter at the Music Bar, 144 Brixton Hill, SW2, next to Tile Magic.
Sex, love and money. Fun.
We'll be kicking off at 3 p.m. for Sunday dinner, roast chicken, potatoes and a vegetarian dish. And at 8 p.m. the stage will open to some live, most underexposed natural talent. Setting the head nod in music will be DJs and hosts from PlayVibes.com, Andrea P Vibe, CK Flash, Spoonface, Kimba and many, many more special guests from PlayVibe. free before 7pm, £5 thereafter. Food and drink available at reasonable prices at the Music Bar, 144 Brixton Hill, SW2, next to Tile Magic. Call 07809 421 347. That's 07809 421 347. Playvibes.com is a platform for creative, authentic expression.
Records. Ministry of Sound presents Addicted to Bass, Winter 2009. I gotta go home. The Essential Speaker Blowing Collection, containing some of the most extreme bassline pressure. From drum and bass, jungle, dubstep, UK funky, garage, bassline, and Fisher House. Mixed by the award-winning Wide Boys.
Mega.
Featuring exclusive remixes and upfront material from The Prodigy, Dizzy Rascal, Pendulum, Shy FX, Chase and Status, Scream, Rascal, MJ Cole, Agent X, Artful Dodger, Boy Better Know, Wiley, Doneo, plus loads more. Addicted to Bass Winter 2009. Ministry of Sound, out now!
Are you a model or an artist looking for professional photos, either for that all-exclusive portfolio or for promotional material? Maybe you're a corporate entity looking to expand your brand and visual representation. LJ Photographic offers you professional, exciting and artistic photos for that special occasion. Contact LJ Photographic on 07956 994 181 or email Lloyd Jones on ljphotographic@aol.com.
My name's David McKenzie. I subscribe to 99 Magazine, and one day I'll be the first black British man to win Wimbledon.
My name's Sarah Ciccone. I subscribe to 99 Magazine, and I'm going to be Britain's first black astronaut.
My name's Dwayne Johnson. I subscribe to 99 Magazine, and soon I'll be the UK's first black Prime Minister.
A little inspiration makes a big difference. 99, the UK's number one black achievers magazine. To order your copy or subscribe, visit www.99mag.co.uk. Also available at selected newsagents and bookshops.
Love to Parley launches again on the 27th of February and every Friday thereafter at the Music Bar, 144 Brixton Hill, SW2, with DJs CK Flash, the Indoge Family, Simple Simon, Commander B, plus guests, playing the music you love to party to, old school 70s, 80s, R&B, with a splice of reggae. Love to Party, launch night Saturday the 27th of February, every Friday thereafter. Doors open from 5 till 8, so come after work. Free before 12, £5 before 1, £10 after. We Love to Party, the launch night Saturday the 27th of February and every Friday thereafter. Call Hall 07852 254 011 at the Music Bar in Brixton Hill.
Hi, I'm Nico from Self Love. You'll know me from my health and fitness show every Tuesday, 12 till 2pm, here at Play Vibes. When I'm not at Play Vibes, I teach yoga and Pilates. And I'd like to let you know about two new classes I'm starting in February 2010. From the 9th of Feb, you can find me at Arch 468, Unit 4, 209A Cold Harbour Lane, Loughborough Junction, SW98RU. And I'll be teaching both Pilates for ab strength and yoga and relaxation. Prices start from £8, and when bought in bulk, the price goes down. So check me out on www.selfloveonline.co.uk, or you can call me 07957 319 117. That's Nico on 07957 319 117.
Please note that you do need to book in order to attend this class, and you need to bring your own mat. Check out my website if you'd like to buy one. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you, and namaste.
Welcome, Play Vibes listeners. You are listening to Nico of the Nico Health and Fitness Show, and I hope you're still with me and that you're still good. And I'm going to talk about spices now. And this is something that my wonderful production assistant, Kimberly, has put together. And well, say hi, Kimberly. Say hello.
Hello, listeners.
A little bit shy there. But she's put this great work together on spices for me. And I want to go through it because there's a couple of recipes and the benefits of spices. Did you know herbs and spices really do contribute to putting cancer at bay because of the great antioxidants that are present in the herbs especially? And I'm going to tell you what's going on with those spices. So you can start to incorporate them in your life without having to think about adding salt, 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 salt. Pepper, 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 pepper. Can't say that fast. Pepper, 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 pepper. You don't need to add all of that all the time. You can get some lovely herbs and spices to really season and flavour up your dishes. So the first one is bay leaf. I've got a whole pack of bay leaves at home that I bought because I made an Indian dish a while ago, and I still need to go through them. The great thing about bay leaves when you buy them in a pack is that they last forever. Because it's not often that you're going to have a dish with a bay leaf in them. And they're like a leaf, which is almost dried, and you put it in the dish and it emanates a beautiful flavour. So bay leaves contained compounds called parthenolides, and they have been helpful for the treatment of migraines. For those of you who have headaches, this is great for you to know. If you look for a natural headache remedy, you're more than likely to find that it has bay leaf in it. It also contains eugenol, and that's a compound with anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. So it's going to help reduce inflammation, and it's going to protect you against those horrible free radicals that are out there in the universe. It's used in herbal cold remedies a lot. Anything to do with an antioxidant is generally tended to use to help when you have flus and colds. Bay leaves are also a good source of A and C, both antioxidants, vitamins A and vitamin C, and they contain significant amounts of iron and manganese in particular, as well as smaller amounts of calcium, potassium and magnesium, all very, very good for your bones, for your brain. Bay leaves are an excellent addition if you're going to add to soups and sauces. And I've put them in a lot of Indian dishes. I even sometimes just put them in some rice or couscous or quinoa or bulgur wheat that I'm cooking just to add a little flavour to it, a different flavour, because it's a bit of a dull flavour, actually. It's very subtle, but you know it's there. Do you want a recipe to be able to incorporate bay leaves into your everyday? Now, this is very, very easy. It's with an ingredient that you are always going to have, I reckon. Potatoes. So we've got new potatoes baked with bay leaves and lemon. Anything to do with lemons and limes, I am totally in heaven, because it's that lovely citrus fresh flavour that you get, whether it's with the rind or whether it's with the actual pith or the juice. So, are you ready with your pen and paper, guys? You need 2 pounds of red new potatoes. Cut them into chunks. A quarter. Oh, what's that? I'm asking Kimberly. Do you know? Oh, a quarter cup. A quarter cup plus 2 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice. 1.5 teaspoons of dried oregano crumbled. 1 teaspoon of grated lemon peel, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of ground pepper, 1/2 cup of olive oil, and 20 small bay leaves. What are you going to do? You're going to preheat the oven to 375 degrees. I think that is about 180 to 200 degrees Celsius. It's about that. You're going to lightly oil a large, shallow baking dish. Add potatoes to the dish. mix the lemon juice, oregano, the lemon peel, the salt and pepper in a bowl. God, that sounds delicious. Sounds like those lovely potato wedges that you just dip in a great dressing and then oven. Whisk in the oil. Now it sounds like a vinaigrette dressing for a gorgeous salad. Pour over the potatoes. There you go. Toss it well. And then tuck your bay leaves around the potatoes. Bake until the potatoes are golden brown. Turn the potatoes every 10 minutes, about an hour. Get rid of the bay leaves. And then, if you want to, just any seasoning that you need to adjust, a little salt and pepper just for flavour, if you need it. Sounds good. So, you can incorporate bay leaves into your life quite easily. There's no excuse at all. Something called caraway seeds. You ever heard of that? Well, they have anti-inflammatory and antibacterial properties. And they've been used for cold relief, toothache, to boost the immune function. So if you've got those conditions, a cold and a bit of toothache, it's going to help if you crush them and use them for that purpose. It also aids digestion. So if you've got any bloating going on, caraway seeds are very good for that. It'll settle the stomach. Caraway is known for giving rye bread its distinctive bite. Have you ever had rye bread? Really good rye bread. It's Austrian or Swedish. It's very hearty. It's not your processed, fluffy white you could put in a pillowcase kind of bread because it's so soft and fluffy. It's more sturdy. And when you cut it, you get bread, you know, that kind of hard but not stale bread. Great for soup and great for putting a bit of maybe cheese on or any kind of spread. Not necessarily margarine. Might want to dip it in some olive oil with some, it will come to me, it's just gone. Continuing. So that rye bread is great with rolls and cakes and cheeses and things like that. Cottage cheese, sauerkraut and coleslaw. If you add caraway seeds to that, it's also very, very good. There's a variant which is called the black caraway seed, and it's sometimes known as charnushka. That's just for your information, really. If you go to a shop and you see it, you know what it is. It's black caraway seeds. So let's have a very, very simple recipe. I'm going to go for the soup. Caraway seed soup. All you need is two quarts of water, 3 tablespoons of butter, 3 tablespoons of flour, 2 tablespoons of caraway seeds, a little salt to flavour. Drop some noodles in. So you can make the noodles if you want to. 4 tablespoons of flour, 2 eggs, 1/4 teaspoon of salt. So you're going to beat the eggs, add the flour and the salt, mix until smooth, drop into your boiling caraway seed soup by tipping the bowl over the pot and cutting small portions, dipping the soup, the spoon into the soup after each cut. So it really is almost like a dumpling, I expect, really, that you just put into the soup. Very, very simple and easy. What do you think, Kim? Yeah. I think also, let's think about cabbage. How many of you eat cabbage? You know that green leafy stuff that you know you should eat because it's good for you. Lots of iron. Cabbage with caraway seeds. 1 head of cabbage, 1 teaspoon of salt, water, olive oil, 1 chopped onion, 1 teaspoon of caraway seeds, and 1/4 cup of wine vinegar. Cut the cabbage in quarters. Remove the hard core. Cut each quarter in half. Cook in salted water until the fork is tender and drain it. Place the oil and the onion in a pan. Sauté until onion is tender. Return the cabbage to the pan. Add the vinegar and the caraway seeds. Stir to mix and simmer for 15 minutes. That's cabbage with caraway seeds. I think that's very, very good. So the next one is, going to do one or two more before we finish for today, cardamom seeds. Actually, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run over to another one, which is, oops. Don't you hate it when the pieces of paper stick together when what you really want is for them to unstick? I think I'm going to go to the benefits of fennel seed, because in a few future shows I want to be talking about detoxing and how you can get the body to detox, what you need to do to detox, and this will be a great introduction to it. So fennel seeds are very, very good for detoxing. They have a scientific name for your interest, in case you have a trivial pursuit night and you get this question. It is Foeniculum vulgare Miller. That's like someone's name, doesn't it? My name is Foeniculum vulgare Miller. Or its essence. It's widely used around the world in a lot of mouth fresheners, a lot of desserts, a lot of toothpaste. If you go into a health store and you go for the healthy option of toothpaste, it doesn't have all the rubbish in that we tend to put on our teeth, you'll find that its prime ingredient is definitely fennel. It's loaded with a lot of powerful antioxidants. It contains fiber, good for digestion, folate, which is a vitamin B, and potassium, wonderful for the brain and for your vessels, blood vessels and blood, and vitamin C, antioxidant. So it is believed to boost the immune system. It's believed to reduce blood pressure, aid in detoxification of the body, as I said, and it contains compounds that help relieve smooth muscle spasms. Potassium is one of them, which in effect help ease abdominal cramps and spasms. Fennel is a great mild appetite suppressant. So fennel tea or fennel in food is going to help you curb any unnecessary hunger that you think you have. So you're not going to get it as much. Therefore, you can focus on other stuff. There are some other useful bits of information about fennel that I'd like to share with you so that you get an idea of how beneficial it is. If you go to the supermarket and you see some fennel, think about buying it, because the stuff that I'm going to tell you right now is going to blow your mind. First of all, if you're anemic, which means that you lack iron, fennel is great. Iron and histidine, which is an amino acid found in fennel, are very helpful in treating anemia. Where iron is chief constituent of hemoglobin, that's the blood there, in your what's in your blood, the histidine stimulates production of hemoglobin and also helps forming other components of the blood. So we need the hemoglobin to carry the oxygen around. And so if you've reduced iron, you're going to be anemic. Get some fennel into your system so that you can increase your iron, your production of hemoglobin within your system. It's also wonderful for indigestion. Common practice, particularly in Indian subcontinent, is to chew fennel seeds after meals, and it's done to facilitate digestion and to keep bad breath away. In fact, I'm surprised they haven't got things like, really, they have after dinner mints and they have chewing gum. I'm surprised someone hasn't come up with fennel chewing gum or fennel sweets and marketed it as after dinner fresh breath or something like that. I'm very surprised at that. Some of the components of the essential oils in fennel are stimulants, and they stimulate secretion of digestive and gastric juices, and this reduces inflammation of the stomach and intestines and can facilitate proper absorption of nutrients from your food. What you need to know really is that it's great for digestion. It's also a good anti-acidic property. So it also has an anti-acidic property so that you don't get that horrible feeling in your belly when you're feeling a little gripey with indigestion. It is an appetizer too. And so that's interesting, isn't it? Because it says that it's a mild appetite suppressant, but also it's saying, I expect, that you could use it to start a meal off because it will almost pave the way for good digestion. Flatulence. Do you break wind a lot? Fennel is most popular as an anti-flatulent due to the carminative properties of aspartic acid found in fennel. Its extract can be used in right from the infants to the old. So that's very good to know. And it cures flatulence and expels gases from the stomach. So if for any reason you do get a lot of wind, get some fennel. Get it from the supermarkets, and they may have some products in a good health store as well. If you experience constipation, fennel seeds, particularly in powdered form, act as a laxative, a natural source. The roughage helps clearance of the bowels, whereas the stimulation effect helps maintain the proper peristaltic motion of the intestines. So that motion, that movement where the intestines squeeze the food through and then release, squeeze it through and release. That's the peristaltic motion. And that helps with proper excretion of what you digested. Diarrhea. Fennel is helpful in curing diarrhea if caused by a bacterial action. Some components of essential oils in fennel, they have something called annatol or cineol. And they have a disinfectant and an antibacterial property, which is great if you have a bacterial diarrhea symptom. Some amino acids, remembering that amino acids are protein building blocks, as histidine, they aid digestion and proper functioning of the digestive system, and thus helping to cure diarrhea due to indigestion. Colic, usually had by little bubbies, little babies. Polymeric and heavy molecules are useful in the treatment of renal colic. And such polymers, also called, get ready for it, phytoestrogens, these are plant estrogens, are found in anethol, which is a component of the essential oils in fennel. Fennel, with this virtue, is thus helping to treat renal colic. So if you do have that, then it's really going to help you. Digestive condition. Respiratory disorders. Fennel is very useful in respiratory disorders, congestion, bronchitis, coughs. It's got something called cineol and annatol, which I've talked about earlier, and they are very, very good for helping if you have those conditions. If you have a menstrual disorder, such as a menagogue, where onset of when you stop having your periods. I cannot remember the name. It will come to me. It eases and regulates your menstruation by regulating hormonal action properly in the body. So it can't be that. I think it is when you have irregular periods. Okay. So it eases and regulates menstruation by regulating hormonal action property in the body. Eye care. Using fennel in foods can help protect your eyes from inflammation and disorders relating to age or degeneration. It's going to benefit you. Also, if you have issues with urination, fennel is very good. It's a diuretic, and that will increase the amount and frequency of urination, thereby helping to remove toxic substances from your body, which is going to be very good. If you have rheumatoid arthritis, if you have any inflammation, it's going to help let it out. It also increases production and secretion of milk in women, in mothers who are lactating. The milk contains properties of fennel. It is an anti-flatulent for the baby too. Remember, we said that it will help from baby to older. It's going to help strengthen your hair. It prevents hair falling out. Helps to relax the body, sharpens the memory, and it has a wonderful cooling effect in summer if the pale greenish yellow water in which it is soaked is taken with just a bit of sugar and black salt.
Sometimes when we have these great things, there are a few words of caution to add. So you must remember that everything has two aspects and that too much of anything is going to hurt you. It is true for fennel in this effect. So certain components of essential oils, such as anethol and a few chemicals present in fennel, besides being beneficial, they are going to be dangerous if you ingest them in an overdose. So please be careful that you don't overdo fennel. They have properties in them that can kill bacteria and microbes in low dosages, and this can be harmful to you. And we have certain bacteria that's in our bodies that we need to keep. It can induce trouble in breathing, increase palpitations, and it can make your heartbeat irregular. Also, it can start neurotic problems. Yeah, where you feel a bit all the time. So that's only if you overdo it, of course. So don't go crazy on fennel. I know that I've told you that you're going to be like, wow, knocked away, and you're all there queuing up in your local supermarkets, queuing up to buy fennel. Yes, buy it, but please have it moderately. So we have reached the end of our show today. So much information to share with you and so much more to carry on to future shows. So don't go anywhere when I'm on every Tuesday, 12 till 2. It's been lovely having you, Play Vibes listeners. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. And I'd like to leave you with a very, very beautiful song. Take care.
Trying to decide if I really want to go out tonight. I never used to go out without you. Not sure remember how to. I'm gonna be late.
Gonna be late.
Seems like it was yesterday when I saw your face. You told me how proud you were, but I walked away. If only I knew what I know today. Ooh, ooh. I would hold you in my arms. I would take the pain away. But I won't admit. Sometimes I just wanna hide, 'cause it's you I miss. And it's so hard to say goodbye when it comes to this. Ooh. Would you tell me I was wrong? Would you help me? See you later.